Hey everyone, welcome to the Trade Show Minute, a show sponsored by Tascam and currently coming to you live from Infocom 2018 in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm surprised that I've made it this far. Today I'm sitting with Matthew Mascheri, hopefully I said that correctly, of DesignCentrics, and John Clark of the Freeman School of Business at Tulane University. Welcome both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The show's been going well. Everything's good.
Everything's been great.
That's brilliant. So let's start with you, Matthew. So for people that are unfamiliar with DesignCentrics, what is it that your company does and offers?
So we're actually an exhibit design firm based just outside of Chicago, and about 2 years ago we got involved with creating a video wall product for Tulane University, and so we're here at the ELO booth as a partner showing off our product Panoscape, which is a patent pending software solution that works awesome with their screens. And so what we're doing is we have basically a replica of what we did at Tulane here, showing off different content and different functionalities of the software.
And for you, John, for people that aren't familiar with the Freeman School of Business at Tulane, what is it that your school offers and does?
Well, the Freeman School offers undergraduate and graduate degree programs, and we engage with DesignCentrics in order to better tell our story. We wanted to be able to engage with a variety of stakeholders, that's prospective students, parents, current students, faculty, alumni, and donors, and we wanted to do that by building a digital canvas that allowed those different stakeholders to understand our brand, understand what the Freeman experience is all about interactively. And so we worked directly with DesignCentrics. We couldn't find anything in the market that we would meet our needs, so we gave requirements and these guys built a solution that met our needs. And so we're telling our story through video and different kinds of content, but we built a 27-foot-by-6-foot video wall that can operate as a single video screen and show video about our school, but then allows individual users to interact with the different screens one-on-one.
And so that's what's showing off today at the ELO booth, correct?
Yeah, he is correct.
Yep.
Now, so for the listeners that aren't here, or maybe they missed the booth completely, it's a big show, right?
Right? Works it a little is. Bit. We'll I've got lost twice.
I'm at our booth and I'm still unsure on how to get out of here. So for you, Matt, for people that aren't here at the show, where do we go to learn more specifically about DesignCentrics?
So you can go to designcentrics.com or panoscape.com, and both there you'll learn about the video wall, what we've done, and actually the awards that John told us we had to win. And actually, funny enough, at DSE, Rave actually awarded Panoscape the best new interactive digital signage product. So, I mean, we were totally stoked about it. Thank you. Well, thank you for the award. We appreciate it. So, I mean, that's just one of the cool things. It's a brand new product, and it's already winning awards, and I hope it continues.
And for you, John, where can we learn more about the school?
Well, you certainly can come visit us, and we're in New Orleans, so everybody should come to New Orleans, because it's just the best place to come. 4,200 restaurants, bars, you know, we got it all going on. Festivals every day. But you can come to the Freeman School and check out our product, the product that DesignCentrics built for us. And again, the idea is that you could become informed quickly about our brand through your own interactions with the wall. But you can also find out more about our school on the web. You can find out about our programs and what we're trying to do. And if anybody's out there in the education, healthcare, hospitality industries, I would encourage you to look at what we've done, because I think it's a unique way to communicate with different stakeholders. And I think we've really moved the video wall into a new space.
Thank you. So bonus question for you both, and I'll start with you, Matthew, first. Here at Rave, we say that AV is life. What does that mean to you?
Well, I mean, AV is everything. I mean, if you want to be able to communicate effectively, I mean, whether it's mobile, large format film, domes, VR, video walls, you name it, AV is everything.
Perfect. And John, what does AV is life mean to you?
Well, I'll spin it in the education sense. Education is an industry that's being disrupted heavily, and it's being disrupted in part by AV technology. So there's the ability to collaborate, to engage, to inform through lots of mechanisms that don't require you to travel to a campus and sit in a classroom. So AV is a critical component of the future of education.
And then this was off topic, or not off topic, sorry. The installation at the university, Panoscape. How has that been received by the students?
Well, it's in a very high traffic area, and it's also on the path that the prospective student tours take. So we probably see, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 people walking past this thing on a regular basis. And therefore, what we wanted was something that was dynamic, because we wanted the users who are in the building, the students, we have 3,000 students, to want to engage with the wall on a consistent basis, not to visit the wall once and say, I saw it. And then prospective students, they have different interests, right? So the wall had to support what a parent might want to learn about and what a student might want to learn about. And there's lots of different kinds of parents and lots of different kinds of students. So the wall does that by having a lot of different content that's easy for people to access quickly. And then through QR codes, you can then follow that content and go deeper outside of the wall's experience. Or you could register for events or find out about things and connect with the wall.
Very, very cool. Thank you both so very much. One more time, Matthew, where do we go to learn more about Design Centrics?
Go to designcentrics.com or panoscape.com.
And John, the Freeman School of Business, where can we learn more?
Just go to tulane.edu and you can select the Freeman School and find out all about what we're doing, both in the business school and also across that campus.
Well, thank you both so very much for sharing your story today.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, we love to hear your stories. Everyone, this has been the Trade Show Minute, sponsored by Tascam.